It's an interesting idea there. It speaks of, and we assume this means Satan, right? Because he is, you know, he is the one who is associated with the way the world is now. A lot of times people think of God and Satan as being sort of like this clash of two equals, so to speak. I mean, they wouldn't say God is equal, but they imagine Satan as being sort of, he's powerful and God's powerful and they're fighting each other. And here's, you know, Satan foiling God again, you know, by deceiving someone. And all God wants is them to receive the cross. You know, Satan comes up to Jesus. He says, look at all these kingdoms. I give them to you. Because it's in my power to give it to whoever I want to. But the scriptures say, you know, God raises up rulers and brings them down. What do they fight over? Who gets to do what? You understand, all Satan's power comes from God. Satan is God's Satan. He belongs to God. He, like every other power, cannot do anything except God give it to him to do it. And he has to have the authority, he has to be allowed to do what he does. He is called the Prince of the Power of the Air. And I'm curious if I have a note on the word air. Yeah, that's the air. air. Yeah, it means the breath, the respire, the air, etc. And these days I think of all the powers of the air. I always think of everything these days is coming in on cables and so on. But, you know, there used to be the air. The television came in through the air. And the radio goes through the air. In these waves and so on and so forth. And I don't know that that's what is specifically meant by that. But boy, Satan sure does rule in all those areas. And the television. And I don't just... Hey, you know, the world is what the world is. But there sure are a lot of false teachers on the radio and on the television. And boy, they sure do work. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, there's spirits working. They're at work in the world. They're the children of God, the children of light, and they're the children of darkness, the children of disobedience. Like what Paul says in verse 3, among whom, with them, we had our conversation. Conversation means, you know, your behavior, the way you order your life, you know, your own, you know, the way you busy yourself, the way you live, you know. That's what it means. In times past, notice, in times past, for a lot of people, being a Christian doesn't mean much of a difference. In fact, a lot of people, I mean, in this country, 80% of the people are Christians. And we have $1 billion plus pornography industry and a major drug industry. And of course, alcohol is a huge, huge seller. And not that I think we should pass laws against those things, because what's the point? Laws don't make people righteous. I personally don't think they should. I think they should stop putting people in jail for using drugs. I used to be a drug addict. And I really think it doesn't make sense to treat people who are in bondage to those things as criminals. I mean, I don't think they should be legalized by any means, but I don't think that they should be put in jail. There's some sort of middle ground, I think, that has to be taken. And, you know, as far as if I was going to take that issue as a, you know, political issue, and I like to stay away from politics, but I would say it's more of a public health issue. And I don't think that ultimately the government can, all they do is they create, you know, those laws create even more sins, murder, and so on and so forth over these things. When if, you know, how many people do you think, I mean, all right, drunken drivers kill people. How many people are killed over these drug, you know, I wonder what the trade-off would be. Well, let's get off that subject. I don't have a solution, really. But I do think it is somewhat, you know, what happens is in the world, you know, the law, the principle of law not making people righteous works in every, you know, you can pass laws, oh, drugs are outlawed now, and people don't decide, well, like, you know, guess I can't do it. We have a bigger drug problem than ever, and all the drugs are illegal. I don't know, there's even prescription drugs and people abuse them. That's illegal. There's really not much difference except just what the stroke of the pen. You know, a lot of that law is unjust. A rich man takes prescription drugs and gets the slap on the wrist, but some poor guy, all he can get is the illegal kind because he doesn't have whatever access is necessary, or maybe he's just not smart. You know, and then they go off to jail. Where they become, where they, if they weren't criminals before, now they learn how to be real criminals. So, anyways, back to verse 3. You know, he's saying, among the children of disobedience, we had our, that's how we lived our lives among them in times past. Notice the idea is that now things are supposed to be different. In the lusts of our flesh, we're not supposed to be living now in the lust of our flesh. We aren't supposed to be fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Well, that's what a lot of the entertainment industry is about, fulfilling the lust of the mind. And I'm not saying you can never see movies or never watch television any more than I'm saying you can never eat food. But any of those things, I mean, some people, the way they fulfill the desires of their mind, it's just as grotesque as when someone overeats. And as someone who struggled with that for a long time, I should realize that, you know, you can look at someone who has a problem with food and you can immediately judge, aha, right? And people look down on, you know, when I feel pity when I see someone who's very, I feel very sad for them because I think what an awful burden that must be. But still, people immediately look at it and there's a certain amount of judgment. You know, they say, oh, how wretched, you know. But so many of the other things, people are fulfilling their lusts and you can't see it because it's secret. They do it in secret. It's hidden. And we were, by nature,